like I need a what?
Jalapeno.
It's jalapeno it's strawberry. Jalapeno, the frick. This podcast is brought to you by Rain, right?
The flavor jalapeno.
It's not really.
But no, we wish it was.
Cool. Yeah, and the letter really C. Cool.
All right, listen, Brandon, you're going to have to stop with a creepy voice because that's really freaking me out. Okay. All right, welcome to the first Marketabilities by Growing Media podcast of 2022.
Woo!
There we go.
Okay, we have no intro music. Our mic was falling off of the table. Our graphic is still up, but it doesn't want to be.
It might go out.
Yeah, it's a train wreck. But
we are a professional studio.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything else in our lives, it's already so great that if this is, you know, the height of all of our troubles, then we fine.
See, I will take these problems over bigger problems.
Oh, any day. Yeah, this is very small, okay?
Absolutely.
Listen, podcasts we know are meant to be just easy listening, right, Lucas?
Yeah, absolutely.
You kind of introduced me to the world of podcasts.
Yeah.
What's the fascination to you?
I mean, well, there's a whole different world of podcasts. There's so many different worlds of podcasts. Like, there's storytelling podcasts.
Right.
There are, you know, podcasts that just are specific about, like, music or art or whatever. And then there's, you know, podcasts that are big on, like, personal development.
Yes.
Unsolved murders.
Yeah, unsolved murders. Like, and there's stuff like that. And it's just, like, it's creepy voice podcasts. Over the past five years, it's taken off like crazy.
It has.
And there's so many freaking podcasts
there
everywhere.
There are so many podcasts that we thought, hey, we should most certainly do one more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The idea is that you can listen to it while you're multitasking. I mean, you could be doing anything and listening to us.
Literally anything.
Anything, yeah. Right. And what they say is the listener just feels an affinity towards the host after a while. It becomes very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to hear now we need the inner creepy voice.
Sometimes it turns into a parasocial relationship.
Okay, see, that's so weird, isn't it, Lucas?
But he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Oh, I love that. And here's the great thing. We're going to have a lot of hosts, or I should say contributors, because here at Growing Media, it most certainly takes an army, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. Who ordered these random mic stands that you hit and they fall off the table and
they're two feet tall.
We need them to come down from the ceiling, and then when we're ready for it, we can just like an announcer.
Like a radio announcer?
No,
or
like it's like
a boxing.
Like an airplane type. Oxygen mask. It just
And
you have to help yourself first.
Yeah, before you help the child next to you.
The child.
Oh, that's excellent. All right, I'm going to begin this circus. I'm Angie Wyatt, longtime journalist, right? Hence all of the questions. You guys get so tired of questions, don't you?
It depends on the day.
Yeah. 30.
After a 10-hour day, I get tired of your freaking questions.
No more questions. Yeah.
I think my life is a revolving door of infinite questions.
If I was tired of it,
I think
you would not show up, right? You have anything to say?
Hey, look, I don't mind talking about myself, so ask away.
Okay. Look at that. I love that.
That's what Jacob and I were on our way back from the shoot yesterday. And he's like, I don't know what to expect tomorrow, but he's like, I can talk.
Yeah, it's great. So anyway, children's character creator, that's a lot of things. You know, those are some things that people don't know about me, the author part and the merchandiser. That was a trip, like, you know, marketing to moms and their babies and dads for like 4 years.
Yeah, let's talk about the tractor.
Yeah, well, the tractor's been parked since the spiel and Growing Media.
Are you going to do a tractor part two?
Reborn, tractor reborn. Yeah, he's there. I mean, he's still very much alive, you know, if you're into that. And we can look into bringing him back or bringing him out of the barn. But anyway, TV host of The Spiel, if you haven't seen that, log on. And then, of course, founder of Growing Media and like the ringleader of the circus, I guess. But it's a great circus, and it is a
growing circus media.
It is a growing circus media.
Yeah.
We should start calling you Ringmaster, Angie. That'd be fun.
Yes, yes. I keep looking at you because I feel like you want to jump in and say something.
I'm just taking it all in.
Oh, he's the Q&A guy. He wants us to ask him some things.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
You have to get specific with Jacob, otherwise it doesn't work out.
Well, he said your name a couple of times, so go ahead and introduce yourself and let our listeners or our viewers in on the life of Jacob.
Wow, where to begin? Well, my name is Jacob Bomey. I am a current student. I came from a photography background.
Yeah, I mean, he brought some resume in that was, never mind. All right, go ahead.
I come from the photography side, but I love cinema. I like making short films. I like making narrative pieces. I like VFX. I like making normal stuff weird.
Right. Mm. That's why he fits in great
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I can't. I always have to edit it. The photo's never done when it's taken.
Yeah. So the girl's just not pretty enough, you know, in the commercial? You got to spice it up a little bit?
Exactly. They know if they shit with me that, I could edit their head off. I might just... I might just take their hand. I don't... Like, it's really... I feel bad sometimes because they'll be expecting, like, all these really high-quality, like, attractive photos of themselves. And then there's, like, smoke and replace of their head or they're nice. On fire or yeah. something.
Hopefully we have an audience for
well,
this.
They might actually yes. like that because yes. being on fire right now is like that's kind of in
that's yeah
good. Yeah
yeah all right Brandon what you got
I'm Brandon Isom I've done the creepy voice since yes. the podcast has started
yes of 2022 right okay
partially because my throat kind of hurts right now
don't say that
which happens no it's just
dude.
Cold the different C word it's cold outside
okay
All right.
Yeah, he came in earlier, and I was like, did you run here? He's like, very cold. Yeah. Because he lives, like, down the street from the studio.
I do. I'm so lucky that I live several blocks away from where I work. It's joy.
Yeah.
I don't have any excuse for being late ever.
No.
And I still am.
You're
so.
Still late, yes.
Well, I was a student very recently, not in the photography department, but more in, like, the television, digital media sort of area.
Sound effects.
Ooh, yes. Right? I like sound effects a lot. Sound design.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah.
Wait, those are some great choices.
Did you say sound design?
Ew. Oh, no, not sound design.
Oh, that's great.
And so I walked off the street and told our ringmaster, Angie... Hey, I would like a job very much, please. I don't like doing retail anymore. And she said, no, I'm just kidding.
No.
She said, yes, come on in, show us what you're good at. And, you know, if we like you, we won't yell and scream at you to go away.
We won't tell you to leave, right.
And I was very successful, I think. And now I have a great group of friends colleagues.
No. You're not going to get off the hook that easily. So he's in the office and he says, so, like, I can come here on Monday? And I said, sure, you know, we'll see what you can do. And he goes, I'm about to pee down my leg right now. He was so excited.
Like a golden retriever.
Did you say that?
He did. He totally did.
Yeah, I'm bad at words.
It was great, though.
I mean, very descriptive.
I will never forget it, no doubt.
Yeah.
And we'll never forget you, Lucas. You're not going anywhere.
Lucas Winkler.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? Am I moving?
You're not to come back tomorrow. Okay.
Lucas,
Monday.
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but we're taking you to a farm upstate. We'll be really happy there.
Yeah, I am new sound guy.
Yes, very good. Very good. Okay.
I can't even get close to how well you mix, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Needs no introduction.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been on every podcast already.
I don't care. I want to hear you introduce yourself.
Okay, well, my name's... well, here, I'll introduce myself as one of my friends gave me a nickname.
Ooh.
He started calling me Lalkas Oh My Gunkler.
Lalkas Oh My Gunkler.
Because he put LOLCASOMGKLER.
That is excellent. I love that.
Yeah.
That is so great.
Yeah,
yes.
It was really creative. I mixed his album this past month. It was great.
Okay. Are we allowed to call you just by your name?
I don't really care.
Okay.
I grew up being called Fonzie.
Yes.
Pretty much my entire, mm-hmm. like, from, like, age 10 to age, like, 20 in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm actually convinced there are some people in my hometown that don't even know my first name. Because everyone just knew me by Fonzie.
Can you snap and the chicks come? Like, running? Like,
no.
The Fonz.
No, I'm not Jacob. So.
Ooh.
I think that's a call.
You're
going to
make me blush.
Oh, I love it. Okay, great.
I do audio stuff.
Yeah, you do.
That's about it.
Well, you started shooting, too. And then
yeah,
the podcast.
So my new camera comes in today. I'm stoked. I can't
Austin.
Wait. Whenever we get done with the podcast, I'm going to go back to my house and pick it up. So
we're actually going to be able to continue working at Growing Media, taking pictures and video of people.
Yeah, we...
Well... I mean, I still need to learn how to use it.
Oh, okay. But,
you know. we regret to inform you that during our trip yesterday, there was a ravenous polar bear that ate all of our cameras. Man. So yours is our only camera now.
Yeah. On those roads, we most certainly could have lost them. That
a ravenous polar bear.
I never want to go there.
Bigfoot was also there, and he was taking pictures of the polar bear, and I think that's where it went wrong.
Yeah. Well, what you can tell
is... He let this flash on, didn't he?
See, these guys are storytellers, and we actually enjoy what we do. We are creatives. I think that's what you call us. We love to help tell your story in a way that you will not be forgotten. I promise you that. We wanted to look at today, since we spend, what is it that they say, 75% of your life is spent at work? Did you know this to be true?
That sounds true.
I think I've heard that.
I don't know.
You don't? Oh, my gosh.
Jacob's still in school, so he doesn't
He is in school, and he uses that excuse a lot. You know, like, I have class. What is that? I mean.
It sounds fake.
It does sound fake, totally. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gone at all, so I hope it's fake. I'm joking. I got on the dean's list. We're good.
All right. We didn't know that. Good.
I wondered who Dean was.
But you're really good, and we're glad you're here. And so what we want to do today is we want to just start the year off right, and we want to evaluate, expand on, and share with you ways to enjoy your job. Your work, your business, your career.
Absolutely. What do you want? You got to walk right up to your boss and demand happiness.
Well, I don't think it's that easy. I think you have to find happiness internally there, Brandon. Okay? All right? Take charge of your personal and your work life. Oh, look how I just threw that 25% of personal in there.
I got a personal thing I want to talk about when it comes to enjoying your job. Sleep.
Go to sleep
when you get home and it's nighttime. Go to sleep. I learned that the hard way.
Yes.
Apparently everything sucks when you don't do that.
Yes. It all falls off. Like, it gets really wonky and weird and you're just not normal.
Yeah. If you don't have sleep and like water, like enough water.
Yeah.
Water's important.
It will destroy your life.
Yeah.
Like, quickly. Like, it'll take 2 weeks.
I didn't have any water until I was 15.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to have to rethink Brandon as a regular contributor. Okay, so we want to achieve balance. And you know what? We need to give people something in this podcast, right? I mean, they tune in to learn something. How do you achieve balance in your life, young Jacob? In particular, since you have work, school, and I would imagine some type of personal life.
Yeah, they definitely take up different percentages of each. The thing that's interesting, though, is that I've really only known how to do one thing. And so people ask what my hobbies are, but my hobbies are my job.
That's right, baby. That's when you know you got it right.
And that's exactly what you want. And I think people miss that mark a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, thankfully, I've been very fortunate to kind of discover it early on and be able to kind of experiment while I had the more free time than I think I'm probably going to have later on down the road. But yeah, it's just finding something that like you enjoy and that you sometimes are good at and that you can also kind of commercialize a little bit.
Make a little bit of money, right?
Or a lot.
A lot of money.
I do prefer like that one.
Yeah. I like that, yeah. Good. Good job. That was a great answer. Love what
a
you
plus.
Do and you never go
you
to work
a
day
plus
in your
on
life.
All your classes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Funny story about Brandon, and I don't know that he knows this, or maybe you do. Your mom had a lot to do with you being here. And I love these stories because it's like when you're younger, which, you know, there's some age on this side of the table. And then we have the younger generation. You're not up there with me, but you were, you know.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, you're almost
there. When I turn 30 this year, then you can start saying that.
Okay, that's you're fine. Right. Wow. Okay, I am most certainly the senior here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, I was having coffee one day, and I know your mom because she was a guest on the show, right? Beautiful lady. Andy Joe. Did she go by Andy Joe?
Yes.
Isom? Okay. And she walked up, and she said, you know what? So proud of my son, so talented. You did have a unique mix as far as your resume tape and what you shared with us, and there was some gaming, you know, components and such, but when you just put a person to work, you see what they can really do, and you've impressed us since the first day you were here. But she said, what if I were to just send him by, you know? I said, he's more than welcome. And I thought maybe he would just call, make an appointment. Nope.
Just walks in.
A few days later, that's walks what I did. Right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I felt bad because I think the day that Jacob came in, I was pissed about something, and I didn't want to talk to him. And so I think I sicked Prescott on him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Prescott was the doorman. Prescott's in the studio with us.
Prescott Dahl is here, too. Prescott, you could come around. So that's the thing, man. If you want something, you just reach out and take it. You walk into the building that you want to spend time.
Well, if the building lets you do that, my one thing I dislike about the current climate of the workforce and jobs is you have to do everything online.
Oh, yeah.
And apply online, and you don't even meet who you're going to work with or be around every day until, like, a month into the process, and maybe you don't like those people. Well, it's too late. You already got the job, so good luck finding another one.
Excellent. Yeah, let's
You can always find another job, though. Like. Yeah. I feel like even though you are a month into something, it's like, well, I mean, things can always change. Things can change quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was very happy that I walked off the street and you guys didn't think I was some homeless guy, like, just
Well, we're not saying wandering. That. I mean,
we kind of did, but it's fine.
It was fine.
Well, they're very accepting of strays here.
Don't say that.
Don't take that personally, President.
Yeah, strays that know how to use Premiere Pro and the Adobe Creative.
Yeah, and you happen to have a camera and edit equipment. Yes, yeah, good camera. All right, so that's pretty cool. Now Prescott also has a very interesting story. Do not touch your mic.
Oh my gosh, you touched the one mic we're worried about.
Mic we don't
it's
touch.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah. No. So Prescott had sent. He was graduating and had some remarkable work to show off. And granted, he's doing something. Okay, what are you doing? You don't mess up the mic. I mean.
It's too late.
That's why we don't let him do audio.
Start a mic bump counter. Exactly. We're probably at like 4, I think.
We are at that's 4. Okay. But anyway, so he comes in and he's no longer really doing what he came to. I mean, he is, but that's like a small percentage of his job because he took to photography and videography and doing such a great job. But what I wanted to say is never give up. Like, if you're interested in doing something and maybe you've submitted a resume or you've sent an email and you didn't hear back, like, just wait like a year. And we might call you. Yeah, because that's what happened with Prescott. I fell in love with the little icon he had. You looked like, what did I tell you, Poindexter or something? With the glasses and super cute, great little message. He left the agency and said, hey, I have these skills. I would like to come by. And I saved it for like a long time and then called you. And you were still waiting. And that was good. Right?
I wouldn't say I was waiting, but I was definitely open to a fuller job.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, to go back on, I am a graphic designer. I have a degree focused on graphic design, and one of the niches that I liked was packaging design.
Yes, packaging. So, if you need that, call us.
So when I came to Growing Media, and, I mean, I have that on lock. I'm very comfortable with those skills, so I just looked down the pipeline. I was like, the next thing after you create the package, you got to shoot it. You got to market it.
That's right.
So that's where I took photography and videography so that it kind of falls into that pipeline. It's not just like, oh, I do portraits, but so I just focused it into what I enjoy most. And, yeah, it's...
Hey, Lucas, his camera came in a while ago. Yeah, he's had it for a while.
Just a little bit.
Already owned a camera.
You did? Yeah, you too. But you have a really good camera. You probably have the best camera in the agency now, don't you?
No.
I think
the A7S III is still better.
Oh, it's still better. Okay,
I think
good.
Lucas might actually be a better hybrid person now, though, because
his
he has a really nice sensor on there, plus he can shoot some solid video. So he'd be the wild card to send on things.
The perfect.
I'm also just a good hybrid person, like in general. Like I'm not actually a person.
His fuel economy is great.
Yeah. No,
Lucas runs on gas and electricity.
Electricity.
That's so accurate.
That is
cool. Wow.
Coffee plays a big part of that as well. Okay, excellent. Yes.
I have not drank coffee since the new year.
You know what? My son gave up caffeine. Yeah. How do you
I didn't give up caffeine. I gave up coffee because you're drinking coffee, I realized and I don't know if it's the amount or what it is, but
I don't know. You were just so proud, and then you have an energy drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. But no. But here's the thing that I noticed is the amount of caffeine in coffee was making me, like, anxious.
Really?
Yeah, like really badly. And so across the, you know, when we, you get busy in November and December, just like everybody else.
Sure.
I was like 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day. And I was just like mad and anxious all the time.
I could tell. And then, I was meaning to talk to you about
it. Yeah, I was just upset all the time. And then literally the day, like ever since then, I've been fine. And I still like have some energy drinks. This is probably the most caffeine I've had.
Yeah, don't drink the whole thing.
Well, I probably will just across the day. But, okay. Like, I've had 2 sips and I'm good already.
Yes.
But it's just interesting how much that affects your, like, your cognitive ability.
Man, that brings me right into this next part where so many successful products start with a story like that. Who's the guy that launched, I think he calls it Mud.
Oh, Mud Water.
Which is an alternative to, and he spoke of the same things you just mentioned, mm-hmm. where he was stressed out and just didn't feel right. And yeah, so maybe we should get some of this Mud stuff.
Right? I'll try it.
We should try it. So if Mud is listening, the owner, we need to try some Mud, and we would be willing to perhaps take the leap.
Yeah,
so, what exactly is this?
Project.
It's like healthy stuff. All healthy stuff, yeah.
We put one person drinking the same amount of cups of Mud a week versus same person drinking the same amount of coffee a day.
Okay.
So you put them next to each other and then you measure them. Okay. We probably can't put them next to like same project.
Right.
It'd be a little stressful.
Right.
But that's
coming. Okay, I like that. But I'm glad you found your source of.
Yeah, and what's also weird, because I love the taste of coffee.
Yes.
And I have not craved it, like, almost at all.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been drinking mostly, like, green tea.
Do you know that you have, like, some of your best friends are in the business of coffee, and if they're listening, they're going to be incredibly upset?
No, because I'll still go there to drink matcha and green tea.
Excellent.
Whatever.
Green tea is awesome.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Okay. Yeah. Well, fantastic. That's awesome. I'm proud. I'm proud. I'm happy for you.
I'm just happier in general.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, that is something to look at. You don't ever want a crutch in your life. You don't want to have something in your life that controls you or has an indirect, you know, impact or direct impact on you and your mood.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you giving up, or what did you give up, or how are you improving this year?
Well, I think I'm just overall trying to just be better. That sounds cliche, but I don't know. I find myself walking a line of, like, not doing enough while feeling like I'm doing, like, too much. And so I feel like it's just trying to get myself out of my head a little bit and just kind of focus at the work at hand.
I think that goes back to the balance conversation
we
were having earlier.
Balance is important. Yeah, indeed. For you to be a whole person. And sometimes that comes down to not being greedy.
Yeah.
If you're not afraid to outsource,
mm-hmm.
allow someone else to take care of some of those career tasks that get in the way of your happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. Like for example, there's been several videos you've been like, hey, can you do this? And I'd be like, no, like I can't. I just can't. I don't have the capacity this week to do it. So I was like, you need to give that to Brandon or Prescott or something.
Well, good. We have enough people walking in off the street now.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, we should say that they do have, like, an incredible amount of editing experience.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, they're kind of talented and knowledgeable about what they do. So, all right. Well, that is our goal as part of this podcast. And I told the guys that we're going to have to cut it short because we had so many technical difficulties, you know, at the beginning. So you guys will just have to stay tuned. And I promise you, you know, we're going to show you how there's that whole analogy or that thought process. If you can see it, you can be it, or you can do it. And I think that we have enough tools in our toolbox that we can help people, you know, really achieve that. And it's not just blowing smoke.
Yeah.
Would you guys commit to that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Okay. And if people like podcasts, if they like, you know, listening to something as they're multitasking and doing whatever they're doing, we can help them do that as well.
Yeah.
This is where
we have this whole studio. Anybody can come in.
Yeah.
And record a podcast. We can have up to 4 members.
Mm-hmm.
I can always add more if we need to, but it's a little tight in here. So 4 is the best.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. So growingmediamarketing.com. Are you allowed to plug yourself on podcasts? Are people okay with that?
Too much? Yeah, 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 of course.
Great. All right. Well, we want you to contact us. I promise you that we have someone here, a contributor that can help you be successful in whatever it is that you want to do. And it is going to be one heck of a happy new year. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Any closing comments?
No, I don't think I have any today.
You have some biblical reference?
No.
Nope. That's used. What?
Not today.
Okay. Yep. What do you have?
Biblical reference. He struck the rock and water came out. Yeah, drink some water. Water check. Water check. Go get some sleep if it's like.
I love
10 p.m.
I love that. Okay, what is your advice, young one?
I think my advice is just make sure to moisturize. You don't want dry your skin.
Yeah, actually, it's really important.
That's really something I never think about. Thank you.
Someone who had a lot of skin issues, that's very important.
No, just long term, it's just really good for you.
Especially in the winter season.
Especially the lips get chapped. Like, you gotta keep an eye on yourself.
This is good. Prescott, you got anything?
Probably just what I've been doing this year so far is just buckling down on what makes you happiest.
That's good. That's awesome. We're not going to tell people what you gave up because it's kind of sad and some families are missing you. But
what if moisturizing is the thing that makes you happy?
Man, I tell you, I'm pumped. All of a sudden, I want to explore that whole gamut there. No doubt. All right. So keep your eyes wide open because God provides opportunities around every corner. Make sure you don't miss it. We'll see you next time.
Bye.